This interview is brought to you by WatchAndWager.com.
At WatchAndWager.com, you'll find more racing action than any other ADW in America, with a $300 sign-up bonus, along with an additional $10 deposit bonus free when you make your first deposit via ACH, WatchAndWager.com is the place to play. Plus, WatchAndWager now offers all New York tracks and is available to California residents. WatchAndWager.com, licensed, regulated, and trusted in the USA.
Mike Smith joining us now from out in California. He's a busy man today. We won't keep him long, but Mike with us now. Mike, thanks for taking a few minutes.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, happy to have you with us, playing that call of Holy Bull 20 years ago. Can't believe it's been 20 years, my friend.
Man, it seems like yesterday. I got goosebumps when I was listening to it.
Yeah, it does. When you hear a call like that and you look back on that day, what's the first thing that comes to mind for Mike Smith?
Just how great Holy Bull actually really was, man. He was a tremendous horse, and he worked from three-quarters to a mile and a quarter, man. He was something else.
Yeah, we have something very special. Now, tomorrow you're going to be aboard another very special horse in Shared Belief. What can you tell me about him?
Well, he's another talented horse like that. You know, he's got that high cruising speed. You know, he lays close, and then so far they haven't gotten to the bottom of him. I mean, it's going to be interesting. This is certainly his biggest test so far, you know, stepping up with older horses and going a mile and a quarter. But, man, if any horse... As a three-year-old can do it, I mean, he seems like the one that can. I mean, things have come awful easy to him. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens tomorrow. But he's training great. He's doing well, and I'm really excited about the race.
Yeah, at this point in the season, Mike, you talk about a three-year-old running against older horses, but we're sitting here at the end of August. Can we look at Shared Belief as, I know he's not as old as a horse like Game On Dude, but do we look at him as being maybe not so much of a three-year-old now because it's so late in his campaign?
Yeah, I would say so normally. I mean, you know, three-year-olds can certainly run with older horses this time of year. The only difference with him is that he didn't get to run a whole lot of his, you know, his three-year-old career so far. You know, he's only run twice as a three-year-old. You know, he got hurt as a two-year, you know, turning three. I hurt his foot a little bit. He had a quarter crack, and I had to wait for that to drop. So he missed a lot of, you know, of course, the Triple Crown stuff. And so he's just a little bit behind as far as a schedule would be. But in saying that, he makes up with it with talent. I mean, he really does. So I'm not really concerned. You know, the main concern is he's running against the toughest horses he's ran against. I mean, if Game On Dude jumps up and runs his A race, we all see what he can do when he does that. So if he does something like that, we're just going to have to just be able to outrun him.
Well, Mike, you were aboard Game On Dude for many of his most recent starts as well. You choose to stick with Shared Belief in here. What went into that decision, and how difficult was it?
Well, you know, Game On Dude's seven. Shared Belief 3, they're both gallons, so there's a lot more career left, you would imagine, with Shared Belief. And, you know, and so I had to just go with a logical decision. And, you know, there's $1 million bonus going for us on top of it. You win the Los Al Derby, the Pacific Classic, and the Breeders' Cup. Los Al puts up an extra million. It's just one of those things that, you know, you hate to take off a horse like Game On Dude. It was an extremely difficult decision, because you know how talented he is. But he's kind of been a bit hit and miss this year. Shared Belief's done nothing wrong so far, so I had to go with him.
Yeah, I mean, it makes perfect business sense to do what you did, and I'm sure Martin Garcia is thrilled. But
yeah, sure he is.
You know, it's a tough decision. I mean, you probably had to think about it long and hard. You've been on both horses, so. I mean, you must have a feel that Shared Belief really has the same kind of talent.
He certainly does. I mean, you know, he's actually done things too easy, man. It's kind of scary. I don't know how good he is. I mean, he beat a horse like Candy Boy last time in the Los Al Derby by 4 or 5 with ease, to be honest with you. Then that horse comes back and just gets beat, you know, by Tapiture, by a nose in the $1 million race. I mean, a lot of the horses that he's beat have come back and all ran well. So he's coming out of good races. Now, again, in saying that, this is certainly the toughest race he's ever been in. But man, he's won by a combination, I think, of 30 lengths and 5 starts. I mean, it's just crazy.
Mike, you've been in so many big races at Del Mar, of course, the Pacific Classic. You break from post 11 now, mile and a quarter on that track. What's it going to take to work out the perfect trip from that post?
you know, it probably ain't going to be the perfect trip. We're just going to have to be good enough to overcome just a little bit, you know. But in saying that, in the long run, the first turn, we should be able to get down in there without losing too much ground. Going to have to lose a little. I mean, you don't want to do something drastic just to save a little bit. You might cost yourself that, you know. So we're just going to ease on over with the speed, probably lay right there in the second flight, right behind the speed, and see if we're good enough from that point on. Oops, I got a
Mike
horse
Smith
coming out, guys. I hate to cut you off.
No, go ahead. Go get him, Mike. Go get him.
All right.
Mike Smith.
It's a future
Hall
champion here. Future champion. All right, bye-bye, guys.
All right, buddy. We appreciate it. Thanks.